Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in on the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. From a Georgia Southern standpoint, look, I think this is a team on the rebound. I think Lunsford's going to do a good job there, but this, their fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years, that's a tough deal. I watched bits and pieces of their two games. You know, game one, I thought that that Shea Wirtz ran the ball effectively. Game two, he threw it more. I think they're getting back to what they want to be offensively. They're operating primarily out of shotgun. They will run a little from under center. I think that there are still elements of Willie Fritz's offense at Georgia Southern as well. And I think they're still sort of figuring that out. It seems sort of a game-by-game thing, trying to figure out their identity, much like Clemson's doing at a much higher level. But I don't think it bodes well for them that that they're trying to figure out their identity when Clemson comes up on the schedule. This is not the Georgia Southern team that that went on the road and threatened other elite Power Five schools in past years. I don't see it. I think that they're a team that's in transition. They're on the way to getting good again, but they're not there yet. And that's why this game comes up at a difficult time for them. You know, Wirtz is a talented guy. Wesley Kennedy, I think he's number 12, is a talented guy. He has 4 receptions for 100 yards. They'll give it to him out of the backfield as well. I will say one thing. I think that both Shea Wirtz and Wesley Kennedy, especially, in my mind, in watching how they carry the ball, I think there are some ball security issues for those two players. And they were pretty good in terms of not putting it on the ground, but I think they were lucky. Kennedy is a guy, I'll tell you right now, Kennedy's a guy that they need big plays out of to be able to stay in a game against Clemson. He's a guy who will fumble against Clemson. There's my prediction. He won't have a ton of touches, 8 touches. He'll put it on the ground at least once. So there's my, he puts it on the ground at least once. I think Wirt puts it on the ground at least once because I think Wirt sometimes lets the ball get away from his body. And I could see both of those guys putting the ball on the ground. You know, the truth is most of these offenses, Georgia Tech, for example, is brilliant at not fumbling the ball, which is why their fumbles last week were pretty unusual in terms of what they do and ultimately did them in. But most of these offenses, you know, we talk about turnovers for these offenses, but the truth is they're almost, with rare exception, they're really good at what they do. And these teams like Georgia Tech and Army and Navy, they don't turn the ball over. It's seldom that they turn the ball over. But this Georgia Southern team, 4th OC in 4 years, and a couple guys who I think are a little loose with the football. And so there's one of my predictions for the game. I think Kennedy and Wirtz both turn it over. And Kennedy's a guy, if I was Clemson, I'm trying to take the ball out of his hands because I think he's a turnover in waiting. He's a big play threat, but I think he's a turnover in waiting. I think this team is better defensively than they've been. In the last couple of years, certainly better than last year's team. But there's not enough. I mean, you're looking at a 40-10 game, something of that sort. You know, the spread, I think it's like 32. I think you're looking at a game, it's like right on that number. It's like 40-10. I can't see Georgia Southern scoring more than 10 against Clemson. And I think Clemson's going to get back to a little bit of grinding in this game, which might slow it down a little more. This game might not be as high a scoring overall as most imagine, in part because Clemson's got a bigger game to focus on, you know, after this. So it's a little bit of a look ahead spot too. Of course, Clemson off of that performance at A&M, and you know, you don't know about the time change and the move up to 12 or any of that stuff or how it impacts it, but I don't think that Georgia Southern has enough pieces to threaten Clemson. I think for a while their defense will hang in there, and there may even be some complaints at times about Clemson's offense or 3-and-outs, but that's the way football is. You wear down a lesser opponent over the course of a game. It doesn't happen in the first 6-7 minutes necessarily. It happens over the course of an entire game in which your superiority is exerted and you wear down a lesser opponent or an opponent that has less depth than you. So that's what I would expect to see over the course of the game. When I watch them, I just don't see enough playmakers. You know, again, Shai Wirtz, Wesley Fields, the Garrett kid and Wesley Kennedy, those are their playmakers. And we'll see, but I'm going 40-10. I think somewhere in that that 40 to 10 range, and Clemson takes care of business and just moves on. Hey, Ramona, have you ever seen these Heisman House commercials that the Four Letter Network runs?
No, I haven't.
It's like a Heisman House where, you know, it's like sort of a frat building for ex-Heisman winners, and some of them are pretty funny. They've got a new one with Baker Mayfield that I think is hysterical. Have any of you guys seen that one? The Baker Mayfield Heisman House commercial? You know, Baker Mayfield is moving in to the Heisman House, and he starts backing up this enormous truck, and you hear the beeping and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he has like tractor trailers full of stuff that he's bringing in. I mean, he's got like a whole shelf system of headbands. He's bringing in this entire enormous, households full of stuff that he's backing up. And at the end of the commercial Charles Woodson looks at the camera and he says, "That guy has a lot of baggage."
Oh, my God.
I thought it's funny. I mean, that guy has a lot of baggage. Yeah, because and Mayfield, you know, Mayfield thought it was funny too. So that's all good. You know, I've had people ask me about these young quarterbacks. You know, I think they're all going to be good. You can get in 654-7627. Let me get Alex in here and on the Northland Communication lines. You can get in and join the conversation if you want. Alex, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Good, Alex. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I was just wondering your opinion about the University of Georgia this year. I know they just had a pretty big game off South Carolina, and to me, I think they look really good. The passing game still has a lot left to be desired, but I was just wondering how you think they line up against other top teams so far, like Alabama, of course, Clemson, and even Oklahoma. I was wondering how you think they all fare so far.
Well, look, I think all those teams are very good, and I think Georgia's very good, and I think Georgia's strength starts on the offensive line. Those young freshmen are even playing well, guys like Cade Mays, and that offensive line is certainly one of the top five in the country, and that's what Kirby Smart wanted to do. The running game is strong. Georgia's receivers are excellent. I think they have talented quarterbacks. I don't think it's that Georgia can't throw. I think it's Georgia hasn't needed to throw a great deal as yet. It's more like much of last year went. I think if there's a question about Georgia, it relates to the front seven and how they hold up over the course of the year. I don't think they've been tested yet. South Carolina threw it a little on them, but they didn't try and run it. That's what I really want to see. Yeah. I want to see a like team that can run the football and see if the Georgia defense holds up to it. But I believe in Georgia. I mean, I believe Georgia's definitely a playoff contender, and I think you're going to see Georgia as a playoff contender every year for the next 7-8 years.
So then we probably won't see that front seven contested until LSU then, really.
Maybe not even LSU. We'd have to see whether they have balance. I mean, I think that's the question. It may be Auburn that tests Georgia more than anybody else. I don't foresee any of those other teams beating Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thanks, man. I was just wondering.
Thanks, Alex. I mean, I do think this. I think the game in Columbia, Missouri is going to be different because that team can stretch Georgia. And Georgia should have lost the last time they went there. And that was when Eason was quarterback. And you weren't the team then that you are now. So I would still assume you would take care of business there. But if there's one remaining question for me about Georgia, it's how will they hold up against a team that has balanced offense and can run the football? That's my question. Mr. Michigan. What's going on, Mr. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. There's a new juggernaut in the Mitten State.
Who is it? Ohio State?
Eastern Michigan is 2-0.
Yeah, that's a miracle in itself.
That's my alma mater. I've never seen this before.
No, I bet you haven't. There were some really lean years there in which used to be the butt of my good, the bad, the ugly jokes every week. But yeah, congratulations. Look, that's a fairly shocking win at Purdue.
Amen, brother.
So you're not Mr. Michigan. You're Mr. Eastern Michigan.
No, I'm Mr. Michigan because I'm from there.
Okay.
I'm from Michigan, so. But
your passion's Eastern Michigan. Do you also root for Michigan?
I do. A little disappointing right now, but.
Yeah, you know, you apparently landed a couple big recruits this week, so there's that. You know, we'll see. I mean, what's the how long have you lived here?
15 years.
Okay. Are you still in touch with people out there? What's the climate out there regarding Jim Harbaugh? What are people thinking out there? Or do you not know?
Well, I do know a few people who graduated from there. And usually you'll find that Michigan people for Michigan alumni for Michigan men are very accepting. Good word, right?
Hmm.
their thoughts are, hey, if we need to replace Harbaugh, who are we going to replace him with?
Okay, so it's okay to lose to Ohio State and Michigan State every year.
I know. Don't make me cry.
I'm just one. Listen, here's the thing: if you're accepting of losing, then the one thing you can be guaranteed is that you're going to continue to lose.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I got Eastern now, so I don't worry about Michigan anymore.
That's true. At least until this
That's
week.
That's good. I like that.
At least until this week when you lose to Ramona's Sunny Buffalo.
Yeah, but they'll still be 2-1.
Yeah, it's true. Until the next week when you lose to whomever you play. All right, Mr. Michigan, thank you. I don't know how they won that game at Purdue. I have no idea. I don't think it bodes well for Purdue. I don't think they beat Buffalo this week. I think Buffalo is better than they are. Buffalo is Jackson, a quarterback. You know, Buffalo has an NFL passing combo. You got a round one receiver, and the Jackson kid at quarterback is 6'7", has a big arm. I mean, you know, you haven't seen anybody that looks like that in that conference since Roethlisberger played at Miami of Ohio or Byron Leftwich played at Marshall, which is no longer in that conference. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Crude LED. You know, why Crude LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills, less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crude LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates, and we credit them off your cost for installation up front. Why Crude LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crude LED today. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Listen, homeowners, business owners, and especially you electricians and contractors who are putting in parking lot complexes or industrial complexes, let me tell you something. Safety, security is a big part of lighting. The Crude LED lighting is so superior, so affordable, and you're going to save a ton of money. And all your customers are going to appreciate the safety provided them by improved lighting. It's Crude LED, 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. We're live at George Coleman Ford. Come see us. Quick break.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Writing is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama Tires, just $20 with R&R 6 months Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
If you got something to say, give me a call.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Baby, do you understand me now? It's sometimes I seem a little mad. But don't you know that no life can all and when things go wrong, I seem a little mad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Whoa. Walt Deptula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from George Coleman Ford. I told you about this particular deal early in the show. I'm telling you again, this vehicle should sell while I'm here today. 2018 Ford Focus SE. This is an internet special. The MSRP on this deal is $21,120. Power, sync, the full 9 yards. 6-speed automatic with power shift. And it's a charcoal black interior and a magnetic exterior, which to me looks a little like a charcoal gray or something. The final price on this vehicle with all the George Coleman Ford discounts, $16,231. So like $5,000 below MSRP. But right now, there's a Road Rage WCCP special. For $15,999, you can get this vehicle. I mean, brand new vehicle, incredibly affordable, loaded with all the power options, and the WCCP special today, $15,999. Somebody call and buy that vehicle, or come in and buy that vehicle today, because that price isn't going to be, when I leave here, that price disappears. So I would come and get that vehicle today. This is me. All right, Ramona, let's go take a look at the You Pick'em thing.
The Pick'em Contest is brought to you by Carolina Alliance Bank.
And last night, Ramona, you had another game right.
Yes, I did. Oh, besides Boston College?
No, that game.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought so. All right, yes. And once again, I beat Quap.
That's just...
I am 14-6, and Quap is 10-11.
That is cold.
Quap's my buddy. He knows he's my buddy. Oh, yeah. I can still tell. Beating him.
Yes, you are. Ramona is in fuego. Maybe people need to start following your picks, Ramona.
Maybe so.
Ramona's strategy, and again, just to be clear, I have not given her any pick. She has not consulted with me on any pick. She is using her threefold strategy is, one, she listens to the show. Two, she has utilized my preseason top 50 rankings to her advantage. And finally, she has used the Vegas spread lines.
Yes, I use the Vegas lines. If I get a little confused or they're too close, I go to stuff you have said.
There you go. So,
and then I make a decision based on that.
Yeah, that apparently has worked very well for you to this point in the process.
So far, so good.
Yes.
I'm not a guarantee person. I don't say that.
Yeah, all right. And let's just go through those games again. I want to talk about all the games this weekend. In all honesty, the games this weekend are not great. I'm going to offer you spread picks. We hit the BC thing last night, and really, that was comfortable. I mean, when BC stopped giving them the ball on those, giving them free touchdowns on special teams. Look, my one concern about Boston College, just to be clear, is their special teams. Let me put it this way. I watched three ACC teams in the last 10 days put on the worst special teams performances I've seen in years. Georgia Tech's special teams performance at South Florida was horrific. By the way, one thing on Georgia Tech and road games that were being discussed earlier, keep in mind, they've beat Georgia and Athens the last two times. I think that counts for something. when I think of the special teams play in the ACC, which again, a few years ago was a problem for Clemson, Georgia Tech's special teams against South Florida were an abomination. Two things. One, don't kick the ball to a guy who is running 10-200 meters. Don't kick it to him. Kick it out of bounds as opposed to kicking it to him. Especially don't do it twice. Especially don't do it when you have too many freshmen on your coverage units. So the adjustment that Georgia Tech's going to make is they're going to try and put better players, more experienced players, on their coverage unit. And presumably they won't find any more 10-2 sprinters on the back end. So we'll see. But their special teams were an abomination against South Florida. Pittsburgh special teams against Penn State, were the worst I've seen since Tommy Bowden's Clemson team played Virginia Tech on that fateful weekday game all those years ago. The Pittsburgh special teams against Penn State, I mean, they made like 10 mistakes. 10. That team is supposed to have some of the most well-coached special teams in America. But every special teams mistake that you can make, they made it made twice. I'm telling you, if you just go back and watch that game, Pitt was physically clobbering them. Listen up now. Pitt had 213 yards rushing with 12 minutes left in the second quarter against Penn State. And right before the half, they turned it over. And the 7-6 game, they had all sorts of – Pitt had all sorts of chances to take the lead in the first half of the game. Kenny Pickett did not throw the ball well. I don't know if it was related to the rain or what, but he didn't throw the ball well. That score is the most misleading score I've seen in college football in a decade. It was not a 51-6 game, as I've mentioned previously. Pitt should have been leading that game at the half. And then the second half, they continued in the rain, the unforced special teams errors. And then late in the game, James Franklin ran up the score. When Pitt had quit, he had McSorley throwing with like 4 minutes left, which was astonishing to me. So, but Pitt's special teams were terrible. And then finally Boston College last night. The one concern I have is I want to see how Boston College addresses those issues, because I'm concerned about their punter, his get-off speed. I'm concerned about Tessitore, the young kicker. I don't care that his dad's a nice announcer. I'm concerned about him. I'm concerned about their special teams as a whole. That's the one weakness I saw last night. Other than that, I don't have any real concerns about that team. That's their issue. But three times, I mean, three ACC teams last, you know, 7-8 days, special teams just terrible, and you have to fix it. Because, again, none of these teams have enormous working margins. Boston College may. But these other teams, they don't have enormous working margins. You can't – listen, coaches have always suggested that you give up a special teams touchdown, it's like giving up two scores. Well, when you allow 200-yard kick returns, your chances of winning are like nil. You know, you go back to South Carolina, NC State a year ago. Debo Samuel returned the opening kick for a touchdown. NC State was the better team. They out-yarded South Carolina. But you know what? All night long, they tried to catch up for that kick and never did. They never caught up. They never made up for that opening kick. They tried all night long, but they just couldn't make it up. It's tough. You give up one of those plays, it's hard to win. You give up two of them, like Georgia Tech did, or you make 10 errors on special teams like Pittsburgh did. That's, in a real reason, in a real way, that's why BC's performance was so impressive. They made several terrible special teams mistakes, and they survived it all. So, you know, there's that. But, you know, you've got to clean that stuff up. You've got to clean that stuff up if you want to potentially shock some people and or upset the world and win the ACC. You're going to have to clean those elements up. Ramon, I'm coming right to you with the Pick'em games. I want to talk other football games for the weekend as well. I just want to delve a little more deeply into a lot of these games. I also want to talk some NFL today, if time allows, which it should. And I want to touch on Major League Baseball standings and what's going on there. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating the special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich. I need to try that. Filet mignon. I need to try that. Smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View the full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. CarsonSteakWarehouse.net, 226-9400, tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. You want in, now's the time. 654-7627, 654-7627, and you can get in. All right, Ramona, let's go to the You Pick'em games, and I want to look at these games in a little greater depth, and I also want to talk about some other games that didn't make the list, and of course, Road Rage spread picks coming your way later today as well.
Okay, what do you want to know first?
The games, one by one.
Just the list of games? Okay. The first one, as you know, is Boston College, Wake Forest. The next one is Hawaii at Army.
Yeah, you know, and look, we've touched on this game. The McDonald kid who's playing quarterback for Hawaii has 13 touchdown passes and no interceptions. And they can run the ball. Because they're spreading out all over the field, they can run the ball. I mean, they're averaging over 50 points a game. And their three wins have not been flukes. Going into the year, I believe that Navy was better than Army because Army had lost Ahmad Bradshaw. And those games the last 2 years between Army and Navy have been close, but they've been won by Ahmad Bradshaw. Well, there's no Ahmad Bradshaw. So going into the year, I believe Navy was better than Army. And I still sort of think so. I mean, remember that Navy just beat Memphis. Now, people forget that. This last weekend, Navy rallied in the fourth quarter in a rainstorm and rallied to beat Memphis 22-21. That's a big-time win for Navy, who's now beaten Memphis three of the last four times they played them, by the way. They've been underdogs in all three of those games. But they beat Memphis. That's a big win. I'm not sure Army can beat Memphis. I think when we get to the end of the year, I think Navy will beat Army again. I think Navy's a better team. But they went out to Hawaii and gave up 57 points to Hawaii. Now, they ran for 300-something yards. I like Army's fullbacks better than Navy's, or B-backs. You call them either you want. But I still sort of think Navy's better overall. Now, I do think Army can throw the ball this year. They actually throw it a little better. The kid playing quarterback for them is actually pretty good in terms of what he brings to the table. You get all these strange factors with Hawaii, 5,000 miles, a 6 a.m. start time for them. How do they handle all these elements? My concern is this. When Duke played Army in game one, and Army blew some chances in that game, but when Duke played Army in game one, Daniel Jones went either 13 or 17 or 14 of 17 and completed almost every throw that he made. And he was a guy who entered this season, I don't think, with a lot of confidence. But he gained confidence in that game. My concern with the Army defense is if you allow Daniel Jones to go 14-17 or 13-17, whatever it was, for over 200 yards, what is McDonald going to do to you? Say, Army's going to run at will or almost at will. But the question is, can they stop Hawaii? And I just don't see how. I don't think they have the defensive pieces. I don't think they generate the pressure necessary. And I don't think that secondary can hold up against that run and shoot offense the way Hawaii spreads you out. And the line keeps going in favor of Army. And I understand it. I mean, again, 5,000 miles, 6 a.m. start time for Hawaii. There are a lot of reasons. And again, I like Army's fullbacks. They're 240 pounds. The B-backs, they can pound it at that position and maybe wear down Hawaii. But at some point, that Army defense is going to have to stand up, and we'll see. My guess is they can't. I don't care what time the game starts. You know, I watched what McDonald did to Navy, and I don't see how Army's going to be any different on defense than Navy was. The game's not at Hawaii, and ultimately Hawaii only won that game by like 15. I think it was 57-42 or something. But Hawaii had like a 35-point lead. And so I'm not sure they really kept their foot on the gas. Hawaii's an object in motion right now. They're 3-0. They look like a team that with their schedule could be 10-2. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back live from George Coleman Ford.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked geese rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easley.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Storm prepping, storm damage, Surf Pro Pickens County, South Greenville has the upstate covered with tree removal, water mitigation, roof tarping, board up services, and after storm cleanup for commercial and residential properties. Don't wait until it's too late. to protect your home, family, and business. Call 864-855-3993. SurfPro works with all insurance carriers for stress-free claims process. Again, that's 864-553-993. Call today. SurfPro like it never happened.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
We're dealing with a great deal of power.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
I can take the pitchfork from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. The deep blue sea to the dark blue sky. I'm the baddest man alive.
Walt Steptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, look, I don't want to make fun of any element of this storm, because as I said, I'm so concerned for all those people whose lives are going to be impacted by it. But every once in a while, you find a little bit of humor in anything. And I don't know where this is, but this guy posted this video, Ramona. Uh-huh. It's from the Weather Channel guy, and the Weather Channel guy is out in the storm, right? And,
yeah.
And he's acting like he's being blown over, and he's hardly able to stand up, and he has himself braced, and he's leaning against the storm. And four people in the background walk right by him that aren't even
affected.
Aren't even being blown on. It's sort of, And the tweet says, this dude from the Weather Channel is straight up faking this.
Oh, he can barely stand up while he didn't want to go out. So he did that.
Yeah, you got to make sure when you do that that no one's actually going to be walking by and blowing your cover on that
deal. Wow.
It's just, you want to get in 654-767, 654-767. So, all those reasons in the Hawaiian Army game, I took Hawaii. I love Army, and I hate going against the service academies. I don't want to ever do that. And I generally pick them, and I really like what Army has built these last few years. I just wonder if this Hawaii offense, even at 6 a.m., isn't just too much for them. I just think maybe it is. You had in that game, Ramon, I can't recall.
I had Army.
Oh, okay. So you're going against me. And actually,
yeah,
you're in second place. You're only a game behind me.
I know that. I'm aware.
So if Army wins and Army is a 7-point favorite, you will have tied me.
Ah, I like that.
Yes, how about that? So then you won't just be able to, yeah, you won't just be able to give it to Quawk, you can give it to me too. People love your Quawk talk, Ramona.
Well, like I said, Quawk's my buddy, but I mean, I have to do something.
Yeah. Don't go down the Quawk's my buddy role. That's sort of ruining it now.
I'm good.
People like the competitive. People like the competitive Ramona. All right. What's next? Is that Angry Lawyer on line one?
I don't know.
I think it's Angry Lawyer. What's the next? Okay. Let me get to Angry Lawyer, and then we'll get back to you. All right. And what's the next game?
The next game is Florida State at Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Angry Lawyer.
Walt, how are you?
How are you, Angry Lawyer?
I should have made it up to George Coleman Ford because I lost the other headlight on the Prius. So I guess if I'm going to drive over to see the possum tonight, I'm going to have a flashlight in my mouth or something.
You're telling me you have no headlights now on that vehicle?
None. So I'm going to be like a DUI guy. I got to get home before it gets dark.
Nice.
Yeah, good call on BC last night. I mean, I saw more people at the Malden Gaffney game 10 years ago, and my boy made a quarter of a sack.
Yeah, it's not exactly a great home field advantage for Wake Forest, and I don't know if the circumstances and the weather impacted that any or not.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Now that my Gamecocks aren't going to play Chad Pennington State, I'm kind of lost for what games to watch. So what's the best game this weekend on TV that I can watch?
Best game this weekend from a strictly entertainment standpoint or from a quality standpoint?
I can't differentiate between the two, so tell me
I would say quality is probably, off the top of my head, is probably Auburn and LSU. I think from an entertainment standpoint, I think Alabama and Ole Miss stands to be entertaining, and I think Hawaii and Army stands to be entertaining.
Okay. I noticed that Army and Navy both lost their first game, which I'm sure that guy in North Korea with the terrible haircuts rejoicing still that they've got back on their feet now.
I'm sure.
Y'all be safe this weekend. I've got two big pine trees over my house in Columbia, and I'm going to try to pre-cut them before the hurricane comes through, and hopefully I can get a big insurance settlement. But you guys take care.
You know this show is like taped and posted everywhere, right, Angry Lawyer?
Angry Lawyer. Thank you, Angry Lawyer. Angry Lawyer is like the lawyer version of Craig, Ramona.
Yeah. I think so.
And who else was it? Oh, and it was Greg who admitted to like a felony or two, I think, on air. Impersonating a federal official.
An FBI agent.
Yeah, impersonating
an
FBI agent.
And like ruining a waitress's life.
Yeah, that's right. And
enjoy it.
Right, and not a... And some sort of threat about the environment there as well, but what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we have all those people who have admitted to all those various issues.
Yeah, we record the shows and their podcasts, so whoever can go on the website now.
Yeah, and find it. Yeah, and find it.
See our wonderful website and see the podcast and say, oh, look.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the next game was Florida State and Syracuse?
That is correct.
All right, and you had?
I took Syracuse. I'm not taking FSU.
Yeah. Again, I was astonished that 13 people took Syracuse, especially since Syracuse is an underdog, but I think 13 people took the right side. I mean, I think Syracuse is just Syracuse isn't good, but Florida State is bad. And again, I think that's the thing that people keep missing with Florida State. I'm going to pick against Florida State every game. I'll tell you right now, I'm picking them against every single game. I don't care who they're playing, I'm picking against them. So this is just another one. I mean, I think they're the worst team in the Atlantic Division. Again, my preseason ratings, I did not rank Florida State in the top 25, and you can find these right on the website. You know, everybody knows the answer after the test. This was before the season. I put Florida State fourth in the division, and people thought that was insanity. I mean, they thought it was insanity. Now it seems clear to me that I picked them too high. I mean, Again, there's not going to be any magical rebirth. They're just a bad football team. They're a bad football team. And right now, I don't even know if they're a well-coached team. It's hard to tell. I don't blame Taggart for anything, though, just to be clear. I mean, you're not going to be able to judge Willie Taggart for like 3 years, if at all, in that time period. He has a rebuilding job to do. The notion that Florida State is this hyper-talented team is false. They're not. They have isolated players with talent. They have isolated players with talent, but they don't have talent where it matters. If you don't have talent on your offensive line and you can't block anybody, then don't tell me about any of your other talent because I'm not interested. I'm not interested if you have the greatest wide receiver on earth, if you can't block anybody long enough for your quarterback to throw it to him. I'm not interested if you have the greatest quarterback on earth if you can't block anybody long enough for him to make plays. I'm not interested if you have the greatest tailback on earth if you can't block anybody to set him free. And that's the case with Florida State. And it doesn't matter that they have Francois. It doesn't matter that they have Akers. None of those guys matter. They're just sitting ducks. Now, Syracuse isn't good defensively. But Florida State's not good defensively. And I don't know what people are watching. Florida State has issues everywhere. Their DBs, just go watch the games. Their DBs can't find the football. They can't find the ball when it's in the air. So these are problems. These are real life problems that don't just go away. You don't sprinkle pixie dust on them and get better. So that's an issue. I took Syracuse. I just don't see Florida State winning. I mean, I don't see them winning against anybody. I'm taking every team they play. Every team they play, I'm taking. So we both have Syracuse. What's next?
Let me get
Steve on a car phone in here. Also, I want to take a look at our preseason total numbers, and we'll be breaking down college football games the rest of the afternoon on the show live from George Coleman Ford. Let me get Steve on a car phone in here. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Don't sell yourself short. Boston College is not a good team. They're a really good team.
Yeah.
And Wake Forest is a good team. I mean, Wake Forest is going to win some games this year. I could see, Clemson, Boston College, and Wake Forest, that's the way it will go in that division.
The Hartman kid at Wake Forest, I'd say right now, the Hartman kid at Wake Forest, barring injury, when all is said and done, he will be one of the top three quarterbacks in Wake Forest history. The other two being Norm Snead a million years ago and Riley Skinner. And if I had to guess in terms of how I would rank them, when all is said and done, I think Hartman will be the second best quarterback in Wake Forest history after Norm Snead. I think Wake is a very
nice,
great future.
Nice Norm Snead reference. Touché.
How about
there.
That? Yeah, but, that?
I like it. No, Boston College, they're going to be, I said it from the start of the year. I was looking at the Clemson schedule. I was telling some friends of mine a couple of weeks ago at the game. And I said, Boston College, just circle that one. We may have some testers. Syracuse may be a little bit of a tester. But you're going to find fans that hadn't been to a game since Doug Flutie at Boston College
right.
for that game.
I mean, that's exactly right. If this thing goes as I think, by the time you get to that game, for the first time in years, Boston College is actually going to have a home field advantage.
Well, I mean, they have had Matt Ryan, and they've had some players come through at the college level. But even then. No, they didn't show up then. But if people want to know if they have fans or not, YouTube, some of the younger folks, YouTube the Miami-Boston College games and some of those games in the 80s and see how many people they had there. Yeah. Now, those were barn burners, and they can draw them. I know you're against the clock, but good. I agree with you on Sam Donald. It's the Browns were idiots to pass on him. I think Baker Mayfield's going to be good, but you don't pass on a talent like him. He's a generation quarterback, and he's the one thing you left out a while ago about who he's got around him. He's got a good defense around him, so they'll bail him out several times this year. I agree on the class. Great class this year in quarterbacks.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. I didn't leave that out. I mentioned it repeatedly. I think that's the present strength of the Jets. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at 4hymns.com. Look, performance issues are something that everybody experiences. Starting in your 20s, your testosterone levels drop. And what we do is we turn to insane solutions. We're worried about embarrassment or time. And so we get up on the internet at 2 at night and start looking for crazy Lamar Odom type stuff to take. Don't do that. I have a real answer for you. Real doctors, medical grade solutions. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by real science. Look, all of those big name products that you've heard of, the blue pill, etc. These things have all come off of patent. So Hims has the generic versions shipped discreetly to your door. forhims.com/roadrage5, forhims.com/roadrage, the number 5.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CAT bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more information.